This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The first Coloradan to win the $1 million vaccine sweepstakes is Weld County healthcare worker Sally Sliger. She was vaccinated in March. Medical ethicist and health policy expert Harold Schmidt at the University of Pennsylvania told Colorado Matters he's skeptical of vaccine incentives like this.
To me, the most important incentive that we can offer people and the most powerful incentive is to make it easy for people to be vaccinated in a setting that is conveniently located and that they trust.
According to state data, the number of Coloradans getting shots each day has not gone up since the sweepstakes were announced last week. In-person First Friday events are back in the art scene around Denver today. CPI Arts reporter Monica Castillo says it's a small step in the return to public life.
A number of art districts are welcoming back visitors. The art district on Santa Fe Drive will celebrate its return to First Friday with open galleries, live music, and food trucks. Art lovers can also explore the art and music on display in the Rhino Art District and downtown's Dairy Block. And for those more in the mood for music, First Friday Jazz Hop returns to Five Points. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Mount Evans Highway reopened today after being closed for the winter. CDOT says the 15-mile highway through the Rocky Mountains is the highest paved road in North America and now requires a reservation. In Denver, it's 90 degrees. This is CPR News.